Fort McMurray Matters.
Keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. Today, we're going to hear from Jesse Janot, a local TikTok star who is making waves. But first, we'll be hearing from Nicole Gravel with Waypoints, and we're going to be hearing about Family Violence Prevention Month. It started yesterday, and it's going all month long. Hi, Nicole. Thanks for joining me today.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. November 2nd and first day back of Fort McMurray Matters. So we're going to talk about an entire month of awareness making.
Yeah, Family Violence Prevention Month is here, and we are so excited to offer a wide variety of events and campaigns for our region.
So what is Family Violence Prevention Month?
Yeah, Family Violence Prevention Month, it actually began 34 years ago by a group of women in Hinton, Alberta. And they were working to just really bring awareness around the issue of family violence, you know, the occurrence of it, the prevalence of it, and also work to help prevent it, to create safe communities, safe homes, and also to support survivors. So over the years, it's evolved into a really big provincial campaign. We have our government of Alberta on board, and they do a lot of event promotions around it. And so, it's to take the family violence out of the shadows of the home and into the light of the public so we can begin having dialogues around safety, around healthy relationships, and really begin to engage the population in a primary prevention approach.
And what sort of things would classify as family violence?
Absolutely. So that's a big, I think, conversation in itself around family violence prevention is what is family violence? It usually is occurring in a trusting relationship where there is, it doesn't necessarily have to always be in one home. It can be in between interpersonal violence, if you will. It can be physical violence. It can be sexual violence between family. It can be economic, which is a big thing we're seeing with COVID and the economic downturn. We also can have spiritual abuse and elder abuse. So it really covers the whole gamut of somebody's well-being and overall safety.
And you mentioned we're seeing this economic abuse with COVID. Are we, is there more family violence happening in the home since people have been staying home more?
Oh, I mean, anecdotally, absolutely. We hear about it not just locally, provincially, but really on a global scale. There was research coming out of China and the UK around increased rates of violence. Not even solely, there are multiple factors that contribute to that. It could be having to simply stay at home now. We've been given these measures to stay home, stay safe, stay healthy, without really recognizing that homes are not always the safest place for people, whether that's an adult, whether that's children or our seniors. A lot of violence does take place in the home. So there's no reprieve by going to school or going to home or any of those social outings or even being able to call and access. And so then we have just the overall decrease of mental well-being in light of the pandemic and stay-at-home measures. So absolutely, I would say family violence is on the rise. Even if we're not hearing it or if it's not reported, we believe it is still happening.
And I think I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, I know we're talking about prevention, but if someone is listening right now and experiencing family violence, where can they go for help?
Absolutely. That's a huge message we want to put across this year is that we are here. There are workers. There are support lines here. So our Family Violence Crisis Line operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And the number is 780-743-1190.
Thanks for that, Nicole. My guest this morning, Nicole Gravel, Outreach Manager with Waypoints. We're talking about Family Violence Prevention Month. We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we'll hear about ways that we can learn more about how to prevent family violence.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. On the line, I have Nicole Gravel, Outreach Manager with Waypoints, and we're talking about Family Violence Prevention Month. Tell me about how Waypoints is getting the word out about Family Violence Prevention Month.
Oh, so exciting. I mean, this year looks so different, obviously, because of the pandemic, and we're wanting to keep our community and our staff safe and healthy. So we're hosting a number of virtual events. I don't know if you want me to go into detail of that.
I'd love you to. Yeah, please.
Okay, perfect. So we are kicking it off with a Family Violence Prevention Month breakfast that's hosted by the Family Violence Coordinating Council. That is a closed event for the membership. And, of course, we have the mayor coming and proclaiming Family Violence Prevention Month, which is very exciting. On November 5th, we are doing a film screening of Canada's Lost Girls. And this is a BBC documentary exploring this crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls, and gender diverse people, including here locally in the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo, and talking about Highway 16 in BC, the Highway of Tears. So that is 3 p.m. on November 5th, and that is hosted via Zoom.
Okay.
And we also have a number of lunch and learns happening throughout the week. So on Tuesday, November 10th at 12 p.m., we are hosting a lunch and learn called Adverse Childhood Experiences and Trauma. And we're super excited this year to be able to collaborate with our own sexual assault program for Take Back the Night. So this is an actual in-person event on Friday the 13th of all nights. It's 6 p.m. and that's starting at Composite High School. And then we're driving all the way up to Waypoints at 120 Prospect Drive. So that's a bit of a Take Back the Night procession this year. So it does look different, but we're still honored to be able to host that for our community. On November 17th, we have another Lunch and Learn. It's anti-bullying, and this is actually hosted by the RCMP. So we're very excited to be able to collaborate with them to offer this for our community. And then again on Wednesday the 18th, we have an Elder Abuse Lunch and Learn hosted by St. Aidan Society. That's 12 o'clock via Zoom. And then we have Stephanie Harp is visiting us virtually this year. She is an Indigenous advocate. She is a TED Talk speaker. She works for the Institute of Advancement of Aboriginal Women. And she will present on healing rooted pain, loving yourself, and retraining the mind. That'll be 1 p.m. via Zoom. And then on Tuesday, the 24th, we have our final Lunch and Learn hosted by Victim Services, and that will be on grief and loss, again, 12 p.m. via Zoom. And our last event, we are super excited to host Stephanie Harp again, 4 p.m. via Zoom, and she's going to talk about detoxifying self and environment.
Wow.
Yeah, so those are all of the virtual events we have going on. We also have a number of social media campaigns. We have the 30 days of Family Violence Prevention Month. We do customized coffee sleeves at some of our local cafes. We also have some custom coasters going out to some of our restaurants here. And then just two more, we have a lovely PSA at Landmark Cinemas that will be showed on screen there for 3 weeks. And then finally, residents will be able to see a number of purple lights throughout the city. For example, at the towers here, at Mack Island, Saline Creek Bridge, the airport, and I believe the Ford dealership out in Taganova.
Awesome. So if somebody was thinking about getting involved in these lunch and learns on Zoom and the screening, how do they sign up?
Absolutely. The exciting thing is we are not looking for any pre-registration this year. So if people go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/waypointswb.ca, they will be able to see the poster of events and activities, and under each event there is a Zoom link directly to the event. Likewise, each of the events have a Facebook page and they can get more information there.
Great. And are you looking for volunteers or anyone? If somebody's like, this hits close to home and I want to participate, what can they do?
Oh, I mean, I think what we're looking for is we are looking for people to share. We want people to share that social media campaign. We want them to repost things, to share our hashtag, which is hashtag where to turn or go purple Alberta, and really engage in these conversations and invite other people to engage in those conversations. And if they want to get involved, it's a really tough time right now due to the pandemic and not doing anything really in person. So we would say hold off and let's see what we have next year. Waypoints does a number of community events and fundraising opportunities that I'm sure folks would be interested in supporting, or I hope they would be.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Nicole. Did you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, I don't think so. I just hope that folks know where to turn and that Waypoints, we are here for, you know, to support folks on their healing journey, whether that be for family violence, sexual violence, or anywhere on their mental health journey.
And that number again for where to turn if they need some help is?
For sure. The Family Violence Crisis Line at 780-743-1190. And just to a final note that we really hope that folks are staying safe, staying healthy, and recognizing that it takes all of us to create a violence-free RMWB.
Perfect. Nicole, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It's really a joy to share with our community.
My guest this morning, Nicole Gravel, Outreach Manager with Waypoints, talking about Family Violence Prevention Month. We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to be hearing from Jesse Janelle, a local TikTok star who is making waves in our community.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. We're about to hear an interview that Mike Booth and I had with Jesse Janelle, a local TikTok star. He's got 2.4 million followers, and we're thankful that he took the time to chat with us today.
It's Mix 103.7, today's best music, and it's kind of interesting, Steph, because it's not every day we get to talk to Fort McMurray celebrities, especially one who's kind of just kind of popped out of nowhere. Jesse Janelle joining us this morning. Jesse, how you doing, my man?
Not too bad. Thank you for having me today.
Awesome. So happy to have you. For those of you who may not know Jesse, you might be living under a rock because Jesse's like one of the quickest trending guys on TikTok as of right now. And Jesse, let's just kind of start off with talking about you. Where are you from originally? Are you Fort McMurray lifer?
No, originally I'm from Edmonton, but I've been up in Fort Mac since 2008. So I've been here for quite some time.
Okay, cool.
Is a while. So what made you decide to start doing TikToks that are reaching around the world?
Well, the thing is at first I didn't even have the app for the longest time. And my buddy put me onto the app, and I've always just kind of been the funny guy out the group. So I decided to make a video. And okay. I think the first video I did only got like 50 likes or something, and I was so stoked about it. Yeah. And from there, I just continued, and we just kept growing and growing, and it's been a ride.
That's awesome, dude. Where did the idea for like the I Need Answers type style video, where did the idea for that kind of come from?
Form of video just came super naturally. I was kind of just at home relaxing, and I've always kind of thought of those weird, like those obscure shower thoughts, right?
So yeah.
I thought maybe if I did them in the mirror with the energy I bring, that it would be funny. And sure enough, people loved it. I loved it, and we just kept doing it.
It definitely seems to be working out for you, man.
You're like full on influencer status now. What's changed in your life since you've gotten over 2 million followers?
So much has changed just in terms of being able to, the messages I get every day are pretty much what keep me going. Like, I don't know, it's just kind of, just everything's changed. It's hard to explain, you know? It's
for sure.
So much going on lately, and it's just been a blessing to make people laugh and, you know, smile every day.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Did I see that you potentially have like some work on like a television show potentially coming up?
Yeah, potentially. It's been in talks for a while. With I've been talking to the assistant of a producer that worked on American Horror Story. They want to do a sketch comedy. It's kind of just in the works, but just little things like are big wow. things like that coming my way, and even the little things are just overwhelming.
That's phenomenal, dude. That's some very cool stuff. So it definitely sounds like life has changed. Do you, like, you must be getting recognized all over town, eh?
Oh yeah, I can't go out without someone stopping me.
I wish I knew what that felt
which
like.
It's amazing. It's amazing, to be honest. It's because, you know, it's just, it feels, it's a different kind of feeling that you don't know until it happens, you know.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah. Awesome, man. Well, it sounds like life has definitely gotten a little bit brighter for you. You seem to be doing really well with your style of videos. And while I was sitting in the shower this morning, I think Steph and I each came up with a couple that we want to share with you, maybe potentially for future TikToks. I don't know. We'll work out a deal. My people will call your people in the end. But we thought we could share a couple of ours with you and get the expert to give your opinion on what we got for you.
All right, let's hear him.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. When you wait for the waiter at a restaurant, do you become the waiter?
Love it.
Okay.
Love it.
If you clean out a vacuum cleaner, do you then become the vacuum cleaner?
I love that one as well. I've used both of those, and they never get old. The classics.
We got two more for you, all right?
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Who closes the bus door when the bus driver gets off?
Love it.
I'd never even thought of that until now. And now my life's obsessed with it. Okay. And last one. What do butterflies get in their stomach when butterflies get nervous?
You know, it's funny. I've done 96 parts of I Need Answers, and I've used all four of those.
Have you really? Oh, man. I was going through your page, too, to try and find unique ones. But, man, you found them all.
Yeah, man. Yeah, after, you know, after 96 parts and doing about 5-6 questions each video.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, we're up there.
Where are you getting a lot of the inspiration for these? Are you finding things online? Are you finding, like, you just, are these just things that come to you?
Man, it's crazy because right when you think you're running out of questions to ask, I go on to my TikTok page, and my followers just crush it in the comments and in the DMs with questions, and they love when I use theirs, so it's amazing. Bet.
Awesome. All right. Well, Jesse, we're going to let you go here, but one more time, we got to help you keep growing this page here. So what do people got to follow on TikTok just to get to you?
Well, you can follow me. My user on TikTok is Jesse Joseph Chanel. And then if you don't have TikTok, I have Instagram. I upload all my stuff there as well. It's Jesse_Chanel, and that's GENEAU.
Awesome stuff, man. Well, Jesse, thank you for taking the time to talk with us this morning, man.
No problem. Thank you guys for having me. It's been fun.
Our guest today, Jesse Janot, a local TikTok star with over 2.4 million followers for his stick, I Need Answers. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today here on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure you tune in every weekday at noon for a fresh episode. And if you missed it or want to hear more, head to our website, mix1037fm.com, and check out our podcast.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.